Trump's unpredictability is exactly what the Middle East needs. Published in the Arab News, April 13, 2017. President Donald Trump's decision to destroy a Syrian air base that was used to deploy chemical weapons against civilian targets shows that America's new president can do what needs to be done in the Middle East. The bombing of the Syrian air base, the first ever by an American military force in the six-year-long effort by Syria's terrorist leader Bashar al-Assad to suppress pro-democracy protesters, is only one example of Trump's evolving Middle East policy. Although he campaigned on the platform of being Israel's strongest ally, heaping praise on Israel's right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump drew a real line in the sand over Israel's continued expansion of illegal Jewish-only settlements. Trump has also reinforced his relations with the moderate leadership of the Arab world as strongly as he has with Israel, but without the political fanfare directing the attack on Syria only hours after conferring with Jordan's King Abdullah II. No place in the Middle East besides the turmoil in occupied Palestine deserves America's involvement more than the terrorism of Syria's dictator Bashar al-Assad. Trump has proven that although he may not be as eloquent as his predecessor, President Barack Obama, Trump's ineloquence has more resonance. After 6 months of violence against civilians by the terrorist leader of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, President Barack Obama called on Assad to resign, and he vowed to help the Syrian people in a speech on August 2011. A year later, though, on August 20th, 2012, Obama issued his famous Red Line speech on Syria's use of chemical weapons to massacre civilians who were demanding democracy and protesting the Assad family's tyrannical rule. Responding to a reporter's query on Syrian use of chemical weapons, Obama said forcefully, "We have been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground, that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus. That would change my equation." Sadly, although it took another year before Assad claimed to have ended his chemical weapons manufacturing capabilities, on September 4, 2013, Obama backed off the tough talk on Syria, meekly explaining it was the international community, not him, that set the red line. That was always Obama's problem. In the shadow of Obama's failed leadership, civil war consumed Syria. More than 2 million civilians became refugees, and Al-Qaeda terrorists who had bloomed in the wake of America's failed war in neighboring Iraq had exported their version of violent religious extremism under the name of ISIS, declaring an Islamic State in June 2014. Obama's indecisiveness ended last week when Assad's terrorists bombed a rebel stronghold at Khan Sheikhoun in the Idlib province of North Lebanon, using chemical weapons and killing scores of civilians, including children. Although Trump had indicated a desire to avoid any involvement in Syria, he quickly reversed his stand following meetings with Jordan's King Abdullah II and after seeing photos of Syrian children killed by the chemical attack presented to him by his daughter Ivanka. In less than 72 hours, Trump targeted the Al-Sharat airbase in Syria, south of Homs, where the Syrian jets that dropped the chemical weapons had originated. And he gave Syria's sponsors, the Russians, less than 90 minutes' notice before 59 Tomahawk missiles destroyed the Syrian airbase. The attack on Syria also raised questions about the fake news embraced by the mainstream American news media, which has been pushing the lie that the Russians control Trump's administration. The Russians went into shock when Trump ordered the attack on Syria as he was meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. In one military action in defense of millions of civilians who have lived in fear of Assad's military atrocities, Trump shattered all of the beliefs the mainstream news media had that were being peddled about his administration. When it comes to the Middle East, Syria and Assad are the cornerstone of the violence that is spread throughout the Middle East. Assad is only one, the three-headed snake that torments the Middle East, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah. It's a snake that nearly destroyed Lebanon and has allowed Israeli atrocities to go unchallenged. And it's a snake that seeks to undermine the more moderate leadership of the Arab world, targeting Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the Gulf areas, and even in Iraq. Until the Assad regime is destroyed and the Assad family placed in chains, there can be no forward progress in building democracy in Iraq, securing the future of Lebanon and the Gulf, and confronting the growing extremism in Israel that has rebuffed peace in favor of a violent stalemate of religious impression by the Israeli government. Assad is the sewer that empties the swamp of Middle East extremism. When you take out Assad, you weaken Iran and its client militia, Hezbollah. Left unchecked, the Syrian-Iran-Hezbollah triumvirate will eventually destabilize neighboring moderate Arab nations, including Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, and the United Arab Emirates, by allowing religious extremists like Daesh to grow. Unlike his predecessors, President Trump is not afraid to stand up for principle. He might be able to bring Assad to heel, to push Israel to finally make peace negotiations with the Palestinians and take those negotiations seriously, and he might lead a Middle East coalition that could see Israel in a two-state solution stand with the Arab world to destroy the rising religious fanaticism of Daesh. When Trump speaks of change, which was the foundation of his election campaign, that is what he means. You can stand with your allies and stand with principle too. In response, the brazen Assad, who has murdered hundreds of thousands of civilians to suppress the rebellion, launched more aircraft from the devastated El Sharat airfield in response to Trump's bombings. But to not worry about what further action Trump might take is a fatal risk for terrorists like Assad and a Trump unpredictability that we need more to see. I'm Ray Hanania. Thank you so much for listening to my column commentary podcast at thedailyhookah.com. My columns address issues from around the world, including news, politics, and slice-of-life topics from Chicago to Jerusalem to Damascus. This podcast is an audio production of those print newspaper columns and also features other independent audio interviews. My mainstream columns appear in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers every week, and they're viewable online too at thedailyhookah.com. My columns on Middle East topics appear every Thursday in the Arab News newspaper and online at thearabnews.com. Download my free podcast app from the Apple Store or visit my website for more information again at thedailyhookah.com. Thank you so much.